song, singing a song, singing a song, ah, singing a song, ah, singing a song. When morning gives the skies, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. Oh, like the work and prayer, to Jesus I repair. May Jesus Christ be
instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we
of my book, looked him in the eye and said, I read the Bible because the author is a personal friend of mine.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It has durability and it will work for you and me. The mighty power of his word. You can read it in the good book. It's in the good book, so take a good look. His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very, very pliable. The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power of his word.
Good book.
It's in the good book, so take a good look.
His word is reliable, and best of all, it's very,
very pliable.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
The mighty power of his word.
Mighty power.
It will bring salvation to every nation. The mighty power.
We need the Bible. says of itself, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. 66 books, all wrapped in one volume. It has outsold any other book that the world has ever known. It has changed more lives, and it is God's map from here to eternity.
Trust in the Lord with all. yet gracious command. In all thy ways acknowledge him, for so shall thou dwell in the land. Trust in the
read in my Bible that by God's salvation we can have life, everlasting life.
Everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Since then, through radio, television, motion pictures, and personal appearances, these songs have become Spurlow favorites.
For Jesus came to me and brought salvation free and placed a jubilee of joy down in my heart. I've got a song that's singing, singing all day long. It's singing, singing, things go wrong, but I keep singing of my Savior's love.
Virgil Brockwood, an all-time favorite, from our songbook, A Time to Sing, called Beyond the Sunset.
A mighty big God, isn't he? hymns have always been a part of this Burlow presentation. Let's turn a page in the old hymn book and sing one of those all-time greats.
That was the old. This is the new. Let's see if you like it.
On Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday,
on Sunday.
Let it shine every day. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. It's the light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine every day.
Was his love for me that nailed him to the tree, to die in agony for all my sin, for my own guilt and pain, the great Redeemer came willing to bear the shame of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine. In Him, God's mercies combine. His love can never decline. And He loves me. Was ever love so strong? Was ever crime so wrong? When Jesus suffered long for all my sin, He saw my greatest need, became my friend indeed. In Him I have been freed of all my sin. Oh, what a Savior is mine. In Him, God's mercies combine. His love can never decline. And He loves me. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I
come on and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here's the land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith. Her glory shall rest on us all.
Yet she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as that padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land.
Only as tall as we stand, oh, here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith, her glory shall rest on us all.
Here's a land called power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall.
Oh, her power shall rest on the strength of her faith, her glory, her glory, her glory.
The land of the free, the land of opportunity, the greatest land of all. This is my country.
This is my country, land of my bliss. This is my country.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
to the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
And justice,
justice
for all.
For all.
For all.
For all.
For all.
For all.
This is my country to have and to
The night he came to audition for us, he said, I'll sing I'd Rather Have Jesus. I said, what key? He said, I don't know what key. Since then, he's learned what key. He sings it in the key of C. His name is Ron Veit. I want you to hear him sing just one verse and one chorus. And one of my favorite songs, and I believe it's one of his, too. In fact, I know it is, and I know he means this song. Every word that he sings. Ron, sing it for us.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be held by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dress way. I'd rather have Jesus than anything.
this world affords forevermore. I'll sing it all.
Oh, for a thousand times to sing while I greet me dear the Lord, my God and King.
Oh, for a thousand times to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace.
What is the most important thing in life? The chances are you get many different answers. Somebody would be sure to say the most important thing in life is to get a good education. Someone else might suggest the most important thing in life is to earn lots of money. Then you can buy all the things you want, you can go all the places you want, you can do what you want to do. Somebody else, perhaps through sad experience, might say the most important thing in life is to marry the right man or the right woman. Someone else might suggest the most important thing in life is to be happy. Well, all of these things are important, of course. But when you ask, what is the most important thing in life, you have indeed asked a very important question. It deserves a considered answer. If you were to ask any one of these young people on this platform this evening, either in the band or in the chorus, what is the most important thing in life, you would receive the same answer from every single one of them. That answer, it would be this.
Now walk with God, and He will be your dearest friend. Wherever you go, in everything you do, and
through kind of a mental scrapbook that I have stored away up here, I see all kinds of experiences I've had on my own. But I think the greatest one was one that I shared with my father. And for about 15 years, from this little town, Waupaca, Wisconsin, he taught high school band. Now, I don't know if any of you are aware of the responsibilities that are taken along with this, but that means football shows, pep band for basketball games, the 4th of July thing, you know, he was always responsible for getting things ready for people that really didn't care that much. And I saw many, many heartbreaks, many disappointments come along. And he saw three of his sons through their musical career. He started us all on instruments, and gradually one of us would graduate and go into something else. And he was always a little bit disappointed to find out that we didn't want to go on in music, until along came Terry, and couldn't do anything else. So I decided that I really wanted to pursue music, and this was a great thrill to him, I know. And as a senior in high school, he was going to direct his final concert as high school band director, and I was going to play my final concert. And there was a warmth that night in the audience as we both walked on stage together, and I played a solo that night, and as I turned to shake his hand, there were tears in his eyes. And after the concert was over, and the applause had died down, the curtains were once again opened. We looked back out, and not a soul had left his seat. And they stood again to pay tribute to my father, and they called me out of the band, and my father and I stood there together. And it was the warmest feeling I've ever had, because there was something that he had built in the high school music program. There was his son who was doing what he wanted his son to do, and his son doing what he wanted to do. So there was no placation at all, trying to satisfy the other person just for the sake of satisfying him. Anyway, we stood there. We accepted what these people felt toward us, and it was so warm and so genuine. And this kind of thing I can never forget, because I can just feel the warmth of my father as I looked over at him and he looked over at me. And I kind of said, there's my father. And he kind of said, there's my son. And about 3 years ago, this was before my graduation from high school, I came to a confrontation in my life that I had never expected. I'd always thought that my brand of religiosity and my brand of philosophy, having tied this thing together with that and having made sense out of that, and somehow piecing things together, somehow I'd come up with something that I would call Terry Winch's Christianity. And it didn't work out. I saw one night in the lives of about 30 young people standing on a platform, a group called the Spurlows, that life was very, very empty without Christ. That one thing, that's all I needed. In 1 John 5:12, It says, "For he that hath a son hath life. He that hath not the son hath not life." The next verse, I can't exactly remember how it goes, but it said that this is given to us as a record that we may know that we have eternal life. I guessed that I had eternal life because of things that I had accomplished, things that I was hoping to accomplish, and the fact that I felt rather moral and rather upright. But it all came to naught. It made no sense at all. When my life was laid bare before God, and I saw that my need was not in anything tangible, but yet something so real because of the fact of the gospel. That night in a Spurlow concert, I accepted Christ as my Savior. It was three and a half years ago. And here I am tonight.
Would you bow your head? Would you close your eyes? We're going to pray. In just a minute, we're going to go, and it'll be all over. And you will have registered a decision. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The moment I'm going to pray. I wonder how many people there are across this auditorium will say, "Thurlow, when you pray in a moment, I wish you'd pray for me. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. I've never really thought too much about God. But somehow this evening I'd like to begin to walk with Him. God's been just kind of something that I figured was for time of an emergency. God had just been something that kind of I figured I'd consider when the going got tough or when I came to the end of life's road. I never figured He was for the living. I thought He was kind of a old gray-haired grandfather who sat up in the back seat of heaven looking down on a world He'd made but really didn't care much about. I thought He was some sort of a killjoy. Didn't want everybody to have any fun. Had a list of do's and don'ts. But you say tonight, I have a different idea of God. If it's as important as you say it is to walk with Him, if knowing His Son Jesus Christ is as great as you've said it is, then I'd like to get to know Him tonight. I'd like to begin to walk with Him. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. In a moment I'm going to pray, and I'd be glad to pray for you. I don't know your name. I don't need to know your name. But I'd be very happy in the closing moments that we're together this evening to remember you in prayer, just to pray for you. And if you'd like to have me do that, if tonight you say, "I'd like to begin to walk with God, and I'd like to have you, Thurlow, pray for me," would you slip your hand up till I see it and then back down? God bless you, young man. I see that hand. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Who else? You'd slip your hand up till I see it, and the upraised hand simply says, "Thurlow, God bless you, pal, in the balcony. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight, and I wish you'd pray for me. Remember me in prayer." Anyone else before I pray? Yes, God bless you. Yes, God bless you, young man in the balcony. God has appeal for young people, for children, for adults. But it's awfully hard for adults sometimes to admit that they have a need. We all like to think we're self-sufficient. We all like to think that we got it all aced out. We've got everything licked. But God's word says, except you become humble and recognize your need, you'll never receive what God wants to give you. Our heads are bowed and eyes still closed. People are alone there in the little sanctuary that's a part of where you're sitting. I wonder how many others say, "Thurlow, wish you'd pray for me. Remember me in prayer. I'd like to begin to walk with God tonight. Anyone else before I pray? Pray for me." God bless you, young lady. Way in the back of the balcony, I see your hand. God bless you, young man, to my left. Is there anyone else before I pray? "Thurlow, pray for me." God bless you, sir. God bless you. Yes, I'll be glad to pray for you. Is there anyone else? I wait just a moment. I believe God's speaking to hearts tonight. Anyone else before I pray? You slip your hand up till I see it. Yes, yes, young man, standing in the back, I see your hand. Anyone else before I pray? God bless you, young lady, if you mean it. God will hear your need tonight. Meet your need. He'll hear your prayer. Anyone else before I pray? God bless you. God bless all of you. Yes, another in the balcony. Dear Lord, I thank you for those who've raised their hands tonight. I thank you for those who reach out by faith to thee and would like to get acquainted with you. Don't let anybody go away without Jesus. Help every single person to come to Him tonight. For Jesus' sake I pray. Amen. soon as we're dismissed this evening, there is a little chapel right behind this auditorium. Our young people will be back there, and if tonight you raised your hand and you meant it, if tonight you'd really like to walk with God, maybe you didn't raise your hand, but you'd like to begin to walk with God tonight, would you slip into that chapel? One of these young people will be waiting for you there for a few moments. They'll take their Bible, God's Word, and show you from the Word of God how to become a part of God's family. If you didn't mean it when you raised your hand, don't go back, because God doesn't want to play games. But if tonight, more than anything else, you'd like to begin to walk with God, slip into that chapel. Take just a few moments and let us take a few moments. We got nothing for you to join. We're not a part of religious denomination. We would love to introduce you to Christ. Chapel is right behind this auditorium. We've enjoyed singing for you tonight. Thank you for coming to hear us. If you'd like to take some of our music home, there are some records available in the lobby. If you'd like to take your program home, you'll see one of the young people at the exits. And may I ask you to do me one favor? Would you pray for the Spurlows? Some of you will pray every day, and we'll thank you for your interest in our work. Till the next time we see you, you can be sure of this.
Now walk with God, and He will be your dearest friend. Wherever you go, in everything you do, and
would you all stand? Everyone stand. The ushers want to clear the aisles of the chairs before anyone moves. Ushers, slip down there, and you people are in the aisles. If you'll just fold up your chairs so we can get out with no one getting hurt. Take those chairs. Careful as you go out into the highway. And as you leave tonight, on behalf of the Spurlows, I'm Thurlow Spur. Good night, and God bless you.